The conference was co-hosted by Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University and Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, former Chinese State Councilor Dai Bingguo.
中美两国在南海没有一分一厘的领土争议。
China and the U.S. have neither disputes over even one inch of territory nor fundamental clash of interests in the South China Sea. The South China Sea issue should not be allowed to define China-U.S. relations. Rather, this issue should be put in perspective against larger bilateral relations and be transformed into an area of cooperation rather than arena for confrontation.
Dai also reiterated the Chinese government's long-time stance over the issue.
大家知道，中国政府最先提出并始终坚持各自争议共同开发。
The Chinese government was the first to propose and has consistently followed the position of shelving disputes and pursuing common development. Its consistent position on the South China Sea issue includes the following three elements.Disputes should be settled peacefully through negotiation and consultation and managed through rules, norms, and operating mechanisms. Shared interests should be expanded through joint development and cooperation. Freedom of navigation and overflight should be upheld and peace and stability maintained. These are both China's basic policies and solemn pledges on the South China Sea issue.
The Chinese government has said it will neither participate in the arbitration nor accept its ruling. The Chinese side argues the court has no jurisdiction over the case, since it's essentially about territorial sovereignty and maritime delimitation. Also back in 2006, China declared it would exclude disputes concerning maritime delimitation from mandatory dispute settlement procedures.The government of outgoing Philippine President Benigno Aquino III filed the arbitration against China back in 2013. He made the move despite his country's agreement with China on resolving their South China Sea disputes through bilateral negotiations. Despite the rising tensions in the region ahead of the arbitration award, think tank members at Tuesday's event in Washington, D.C. believe eventually coup heads will prevail.Carnegie Endowment Senior Associate Michael Swain says he does not expect any proactive responses following the passing of the ruling.
I am hoping that, and there have been some bases for believing that in the statements of the new Philippine president and others, that more calm, cooler heads will prevail and that there won't be some provocative responses to this ruling.
Several think tank members at the conference say even from the military perspective, they believe the current tensions in the South China Sea are controllable.Strategic policy analyst Brendan Mulvaney, associate chair of the Languages and Cultures Department with the U.S. Naval Academy, argues that the momentum of improving military ties between the U.S. and China won't be overshadowed by the South China Sea issue.
Overall, I think our two countries' relationships, specifically on the military front, are far better than they have been for a while. The South China Sea continues to be a sticking point, but it does not overshadow all the other things that we're doing to cooperate and to foster some better relations. So hopefully we can use some of those ways to maybe ameliorate the situation in the South China Sea. Well, I think as long as we do a good job of continuing to explain that to the public, that we can decrease some of those perceived tensions.
Douglas Pau, Vice President for Studies with the Carnegie Endowment, says the upcoming deadline of the arbitration award could be a turning point when things in the region start to look better.
It's my view that the July 12 deadline for the arbitration award should be viewed as a turning point to turn this from confrontation into cooperation, from adversity into advantage, leading directly into a period of diplomatic efforts to calm the multiple sides in these disputes down.
For CRI, I'm Sui, reporting from Washington, D.C.